on this Thursday, December the 13th, and Jay and I are joined again by Nancy Schnobelin-Ims from a company called Polished. And the last time we talked with Nancy, and it's so good to see you again, Nancy.
Thank you, Jennifer.
We learned all about holiday party etiquette, and the boys did just fine.
Yes, they are pros.
But today we want to talk about tipping, because I have a couple of questions for you from people who live in high-rises.
And 'tis the season, mm-hmm. so we're getting inundated, as Jay was saying, with the envelopes, if mm-hmm. you will. And so, yeah.
And we are inviting all of you. We have the text line up now. If you have a question for Nancy that you would like to text in, 84126, and she can help you.
Yes.
There's so many people. Hairdresser.
First of all, we must remember that if we frequent, for example, a hairdresser or your manicurist, or maybe that UPS man at the office or that Federal Express man is coming every single day and going beyond the call of duty, right? It's just an expression of gratitude, and they appreciate it. And more importantly, it makes you feel good, right? It's a nice good feeling to be able to offer a monetary gift or a gift card or even a baked good when it comes to showing your gratitude.
I noticed when I was getting my hair cut a week ago that that's what a lot of people did. They brought wine, or you never know, some people might not drink, so they brought candy or cookies.
Yes, baked goods. It's all about the thoughtfulness. Now, having said that, like you, Jennifer, going to a hairstylist and seeing her booth filled with trinkets, more or less, or you know, knickknacks, she may appreciate getting a gift card or maybe an extra bonus on top of the tip. And so that's what I try to keep in mind, because really, I don't want to say cash is king, but people really appreciate it when Christmas is holidays arrive, because they have extra bills and it can mm-hmm. be more stressful.
Isn't that the ultimate re-gift then? If I give you a gift card and then you, money or a gift card, then you use that to purchase one of your other gifts?
Well, I like to give a gift card, Jay, when, for example, if I know that person is a connoisseur of coffee, mm-hmm. then I'll go to a favorite coffee shop that right. they frequent, and I'll give a gift card right. from the coffee shop. Mm-hmm. So it's something that's personal, yet it's an expression of what they're like.
Yeah, but here's the question: how much? So
yes.
Some people, some people get plenty of money to throw around, mm-hmm. and that's great. Some people a little less, but they still want to be thoughtful. And yet, we have a couple text messages here. What about the mailman? Yes, he expects it in our neighborhood. The newspaper guy, the pizza guy.
Well, that's so not to diss the postal carriers, because they do a very important job, but by law, it's against the law to give the government doesn't want you to give them money. Now, having said that, you can sneak an envelope to the side, but really, now a U.S. or UPS or FedEx is different. Mm-hmm. They can accept cash, but U.S. postal carriers, by law, you're not to give them. And I'm probably going to get a lot of boos and hisses over that comment.
It does not bother my guy. And nor do I care. He is such
yes,
a nice guy.
Yes, and he will appreciate that. I mean, they comment no matter what the weather, right?
Well, yeah, that's the old saying.
So, Nancy, what about living in a high-rise where there are garage attendants and doormen and women and maybe a whole staff of people?
Jennifer, that's a really good question. And I like to liken your question to, for example, let's say you're a member of a private country club or an office who there's janitorial services and various people who kind of go beyond the call of duty on the periphery that you may know about. A lot of organizations offer a pool. So, for example, instead of giving the doorman one envelope and giving, the receptionist another one, people feel more comfortable because they want to make sure it's equitable. Mm-hmm. So you just say, okay, here's $50 for the whole group. And then if everybody gives whatever, then they're going to get a handsome amount. So mm-hmm. it's equitable as much as possible.
Let me ask, maybe I missed it. Did you tell me how much was good? Because we got off on the mailman thing.
Okay.
How much?
Postal carrier, Jay.
I'm sorry. Postal carrier. Garbage removal person. I mean, what is the appropriate amount? Is there an appropriate amount?
honestly, I hate to put a price tag to that because people give what they feel they can give. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, some people, and I like to say, avoid extravagant, expensive gifts, especially at the office, because somebody may feel uncomfortable and they can't reciprocate. So honestly, $20 is kind of a rule of thumb if you want to do for your waste management or, you know, somebody who doesn't normally, you see on a frequent basis, your manicurist. They also say, for example, let's say your haircut is $50 and you give a 15% tip. They also say maybe give a little extra more above that tip mm-hmm. to show, because they recognize that you have, you know, teachers and dog walkers and all sorts of people who you want to be express their gratitude.
Now, what if you're a client of someone who cleans your house?
Okay, now that's a tricky one too. And I was just talking to a group of other etiquette experts about this. The rule of thumb standard, gold standard among is to give them a week's worth of their salary. Mm-hmm. Now, it depends on how often they come, right? So if they're there once a week or once a month, they say just to do whatever their salary is or their wage to do that extra week mm-hmm. or whatever, that extra day.
Sort of like a paid holiday.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know what? They will appreciate it. It's just, you know, people may not be, and not to sound offensive, but they may not get a bonus, right?
Mm-hmm. Some companies. Exactly.
So this is like their bonus, and they mm-hmm. would really appreciate that.
Nancy Ames is the founder of Polished, a St. Louis company that helps corporations and individuals. How about tipping the bartender?
Again, 'tis the season. Mm-hmm. So maybe just be a little generous. You know, maybe it's an extra few more dollars, or even the gentleman or woman who parks your car at the valet. If you give them $2, maybe give them a $5. You know, it's just we wanna appreciate, and the holiday season is the time to do that.
Can I ask a question off the topic of the holiday giving? But I have you here. Everybody expects a tip now. I went to Subway last night, mm-hmm. got my 6-inch sandwich, and there's the tip jar right there next to the cash register. I'm thinking, yeah, you're a sandwich maker, and you do it well, but you get paid to do that. Are you, you know, I guess I look at it and say, are you going to tip me, Nancy, as you leave here and say, you know what, you did a really nice job interviewing me. Here's a
right.
20
or
spot.
Jay. When you get takeout, sometimes mm-hmm. they have a tip jar there, right. And I feel like, what?
That's and we all are human. You know, we feel, we have emotions. We feel like we're being cheap if we don't leave something or extra change. Now, I will say, if somebody goes beyond the call, so let's say you're at a coffee shop and they're putting extra whipped cream or maybe peppermint sparkles more than so, then that deserves an extra tip. But you're right. If that's their job and they are just going about it, then really it's not required. You don't have to tip. If you're just getting a regular cup of coffee, it's not required. We're used to seeing that everywhere. And before we, you know, I'm dating myself, but 10 years ago or even 15 years ago, that wasn't even expected. Mm-hmm. And as for takeout, if you make that phone call and you're picking it up, again, you might want to do a dollar if they had to, the reception or the cashier or the server had to go back and get it. It's just little, but it's mm-hmm. not expected. Only if they go above and beyond.
Well, and Nancy, somebody texted in, what about the pizza delivery guy?
You know, that's a job. And just like valet parking your car, somebody hanging up your coat, it's an extra service. I'd say I usually give 15% to that, to mm-hmm. Delivery people.
I've never had the text line up. Some of these are pretty funny.
I know. Why don't
Uh-oh.
You read some?
Uh-oh.
They're just one, guys.
But they're real, right?
You know, guys, I've tried to give the postman the best gift of all, and he doesn't want it. I asked him to skip my house with all the crap that I end up throwing out. All right. Yeah, that's a little different, but okay.
Yes, yes.
And Nancy Schnobelin-Ims is with us from Polished. Nancy, we have a couple of more texts, but one texter is asking, what about the counter people at dry cleaners? Because in the summer, there's no air conditioning.
Oh, you know, I love that question. To me, that is kindness. That exudes respect. And I love that. I've never had anybody, you know, tip a dry cleaner. So if there's, you know, if they have a tip jar, then yes. But if they don't, typically they don't expect it, right? Mm-hmm. But that's awfully generous and kind of them.
I've brought a gift to my dry cleaner. I've been going to the same dry cleaner for 20 years.
Jay, if, again, as I was saying, if it's somebody you see on a regular basis, your manicurist, mm-hmm. your dog walker, whomever who does a service for you and you want to show that appreciation, absolutely give them a gratuity.
Should I read some sassy things. Why tip somebody for a job I'm capable of doing myself? I can deliver food. I can drive a taxi. I can and do cut my own hair, says the texter. I did, however, tip my urologist because I am unable to pulverize my own kidney stones.
Oh,
thank you, texter. I thought that doctors didn't accept tips.
Jennifer, you're spot on. Professional services, attorneys, physicians, accountants, give you know, a basket of fruit or baked goods. Those are appreciated, but no cash.
Another texter wants to know, if the owner of the restaurant serves you, do you tip the owner? And I've heard people say that owners of hair salons don't have to be tipped. But I asked an owner once, and she said it's always appreciated.
It's always appreciated, but that's the gold standard. If they own the store, or, you know, you're right, you're going back to the true and tried rules. But things change. Things evolve. It's all about how you feel. It's not, you won't, you know, you won't be hauled off to the pokey if you don't give a tip, right? But at the same time, if it makes you feel good, imagine the recipient. So, and in the holidays, that's what it's about. It's the season of giving.
Absolutely. Nancy, where can people find you online?
Thank you, Jennifer. I am at www.stlpolished.com. And I'd love to hear from you and provide some more tips on tipping.
Well, you are always welcome here. We always love talking to you.
Thank you, Nancy.